For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network, presented by Bet Online. You know me, know the voice, know the guy. It's me, really real villain, real tour from Junior here at your service. And let's hear from the losers and what the losers have to say about how they played that game last night. Julius Randle, what did you think about your effort last night?
Julius, you guys haven't been able to get the amount of offensive rebounds and loose balls that you were in the Cleveland series. Just what have they done, maybe to kind of beat you at your own game almost?
Maybe they wanted more. I don't know. That's been who we are all year, and we got to find a way to, step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
Oh my gosh! Like, I'm just tired of being a fan of a bunch of losers, man. Honestly and truly, I just hate, like, Jew will get me on his side. I will be on his side, and I'll be riding for Jew. And I'll be like, no, man, Jew's just having a rough stretch. But, like, Jew, maybe they want it more. I said that on a show just trying to create content. He actually said this after the game. Maybe they want it more. Why must the Knicks be cursed and just doesn't matter? Like, this, it's hard not to overreact. But Miami is literally fielding a team of a bunch of guys who, if it was not for the Miami Heat organization, they would probably be at your local grocery store bagging groceries. And the Miami Heat saved them. Gave them a career, gave them something to build off of where they can go to other teams and get money. But at the end of the day, these are still grocery baggers. And the Knicks are down 3-1 to a bunch of grocery baggers because they're a bunch of losers. And it doesn't matter. You can dress it up. You can put Jalen Brunson there and make it look all cute and pretty and beautiful and all of that. But at the end of the day, the New York Knicks are just freaking losers. So freaking tired of this. Can't even get mad at the officiating because they lost the game before the officiating. Can't even get mad. Can't. I'm looking for a new team. Taking all applications of. Just know that when you get me as a fan, I'm going to talk about you on all my shows. I'm going to ride for you. I'm probably going to be highly upset at you for a good majority of the year. But when it gets to playoff time, I'm going to be on your side. And honestly, if you're a team that's not good, I'm actually kind of cool with that. Because now I have no expectations for you at all. And I can just enjoy whatever wins I do get. Like, Houston Rockets fans don't be thinking they're going to win the NBA Finals. Like, they just think, hey, we might see a good game here or there. I'm fine with that. But this Knicks team, who sold dreams and got us to this point, to play like this with a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and to be down 3-1 with 2 games at home, you just got to win 1 road game, and to be talking like Julius Randle just was. Okay. Before we talk about the actual games that are happening tonight, I'm going to talk to you about betonline.ag because they're your number one source for all basketball info, stats, news, and scores. You can get the latest odds, lines, play reports for the playoffs. BetOnline is your sports information headquarters. We have you covered from basketball, MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing, all of that. They are the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, live betting options, and you can play your favorite casino and card games right there from the crib at BetOnline. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Go to betonline.ag. Use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, BLEAV, but spell it B-L-E-A-V, and you can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Extra 50% just for depositing. Use promo code BLEAV at BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay. Let's recap last night and the actual picks that I made and not just my frustrations with the New York Knicks organization and them as a team and everything. So, this is why it's important to follow me on Twitter at reallyreal__, follow the podcast at HWCulturePod, because I did have a late Twitter ad. Shout out to my guy Quiet for reminding me that it was Quentin Grimes' birthday. I don't know how I went the entire day not knowing it was his birthday. I do not think there is in a world another person who will bet players not caring what production they've had recently, what they're doing, what the matchup is, anything. I don't think it's another bettor in the world that has touted so much about birthday games than me. And I almost let Grimes get out of here scot-free. No freaking way. So, I added, it was an official play, tweeted out, retweeted it from the podcast page. Quentin Grimes over 1.5 threes, minus 130 when I found out. It quickly moved because he got moved to the starting lineup. So it moved to 2.5 at plus money. I think it was like plus 140 for 2.5. You cash both. So whether you got the 1.5, whether you got 2.5, you cash both. Shout out to Grimes for getting us that bet on his birthday. Needed that to help us in the day because it was a good day. I was undefeated in the picks I gave out, and in the Looney, whatever you ended up getting Looney at, I promise you, you didn't get his rebounds prop. So, so Looney was a loser, but we got Steph over 30.5. Shout out to him for coming through for us late with that cover on his points prop. And it really was another day where it was just like Steph is doing this and nobody, like Clay shot selection has been terrible. And Steve Kerr wanted to say it, but he didn't want to bash Clay too much. But Steph's gonna need some help. And we also cashed the Knicks and Heat over 208.5. Got that. So 3-1 day yesterday. Very, very good start to the week. And we have a chance, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow because it's tomorrow. Yeah, game six. Is game six tomorrow or is that on Thursday? Let me check. No, game six is tomorrow. Yeah. So we're going to have something to talk about with the game six tomorrow because we have, well, I have, I don't know if you actually did it or not, but I have a game, the series between the Lakers and Warriors to end in five, like I said, 3-1, and the Lakers can end the series in five. Like it just seems like they're the better, deeper team. Like you saw with Lonnie, everybody's talking about Lonnie Walker had a good game. Lonnie Walker had a good quarter. That was it. One quarter. It took one quarter to do everything he did. He had a good quarter, and it's just proof. Like another guy comes off the bench and kills Golden State and helps them get the win. Like it's another guy to step up every single time. So I think that this is going to be interesting. A lot of money coming in on Golden State early. The sharps have already moved the line from 5 to 7. I haven't decided if I'm going to hedge or if I'm going to green up. Probably not going to hedge because what do I look like hedging? But it's another conversation to have. We had a conversation to have. There was a conversation to be had in the first series with Sacramento plus 1.5. And I didn't. and we got to game seven. That's all we needed. Let's see what we do this time around.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get into the actual picks here. Four plays for today. Two games on a docket. First game, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to play the Boston Celtics in Boston for game five of their series. 2-2, Boston is laying 7.5, 213 is total. Injury report is Joel Embiid questionable, expect him to play. So, there are a few things here that intrigue me. On the side, I am intrigued because you're getting 52% of the bets on Boston, but 81% of the money, the line has not moved at all. It stayed true to 7.5, hasn't moved at all. Typically, when you get sharp money like that, you see some type of line movement that makes you feel better about taking Boston. But this might not be sharp movement because we're not getting that line movement. This might be just people saying there's no way Boston doesn't blow them out the gym today. Here's how I'm going to play it. I'm not going to give up the side, even though I feel pretty good about Philly plus 7.5. And I'm not going to lie, I might end up making a parlay at the end of the show with something having Philly in it, because I do really feel good about Philly potentially upsetting Boston here. I'm going to play the total. Open up at 214.5. It's down to 213. You got 71% of the bets on the over. 84% of the money, which is driving that total down. That's that sharp money I was talking about, driving that total down. That total was opened up at 214.5. It's down to 213. That's good. That's a check in my mark that you see, you know, higher bets, lower dollars, line movement in your favor. That feels very, that's very, very good. Higher bets than the dollars. So 71% of the bets, but not a lot of money. The 29% of people that are betting the under are betting 84% of the handle of the money on the under. They are very, very confident about that under. I admit I'm not the smartest person in the world, but there are some people that have some type of insider intel. I don't know how they get this stuff right, but they get this stuff right. And the books are respecting it and dropping that line. I think that this series is going to change from what it was, more high scoring in the first four games. Now there's going to be a defensive aspect to it. Adjustments are going to come in. You're in a long series now. You're guaranteed to go two more games at the very least. You could be going three. There's different adjustments that are happening in this series. I think that it's going to be a little bit harder for these teams to continue to score the ball on each other like how they have been doing. So I feel really, really good about an under in that aspect of the adjustments that will be made. The pace has not sped up at all. These two teams are perfectly content running a snail's pace in this game. And so if you're telling me that I get some type of inefficiency with the snail's pace, I like that recipe for an under. So I will try this again. Give me the under in the 76ers Celtics game, under 213. With that under, there's one person whose points prop I will take over, and that is one Joel Embiid. His points prop is at 28.5 this game. He has covered this in the past two games, and only one he did not cover was that game two. He just came back from that knee injury. It's now more and more time. He's looked better every single game. Now you're getting more and more time to get acclimated to wearing that brace, to get acclimated to playing on that knee. He understands that this team is going to need a big game from him if they're going to be in a chance to win this. You do not want to go down to Boston and get into an elimination game situation. You want to come here. You want to use the momentum that you got in overtime, because you had that momentum for majority of the game, then you lost it in the second half, and then you picked it back up in overtime. You want to carry that momentum with you into Boston and get a win, and not put yourself and put yourself in a situation where you can close out on your home floor. Like, that's what you want. You want the situation where you can close out on your home floor. This is a tremendously big game. I think Joel Embiid steps up to the task. He's due for cooking Horford. He is so due for cooking Horford. So I am leaning on Joel Embiid to have a very, very big game today. I think that he can be in 40-plus territory tonight. I'll take his over 28.5 points. Play number three. We are going over to the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets series. Back in Denver, 2-2. Denver opened up as a four-point favorite. They are now six-point favorite, 72% of the bets, 98% of the money on Denver. Total opened up at 228.5. It is now 227.5. You have Chris Paul's out for this game, already been reported. He is out. He's not playing with that groin injury. Do I really have to say it? I'm going to say it because I know I have to say it, but I'm still taking KD's points prop, man. I said that I was doing it every single game of the series. I didn't care. I said I was taking his points prop every single game of the series. And we're four games in and we're 3-1 on the prop. They're moving the prop up. I'm just going to keep taking it because I don't think anybody here can stop Kevin Durant. They haven't been committed to consistently throwing double teams at him. If Kevin Durant comes in there and gets one-on-one coverage, he's going to walk into 30 points. His prop today is at 31.5. Maybe this is a close one. Maybe he just finishes this game with an easy 34. What I do not think is that, one, he doesn't have the inefficient game that he had in game two. And I do not think that the Suns are in this game without Kevin Durant. And I think I still have our Suns to win the series ticket, Denver to win game one, Suns to win the series at plus 255. Still have Suns minus 1.5. And that ticket is not dead. And we have the Suns money line apart. We have a lot of plays on the Suns, honestly. It's going to be on Kevin Durant. As good as Devin Booker is, and Devin, it's really on both of them. Like, they can't do it without one or the other. But Kevin Durant was the person we've been danced with, the one that brought you. And as good as Booker has looked for these entire playoffs, to be honest, Kevin Durant's been getting there for us. So we're just going to keep going back to him. Kevin Durant over 31.5 points. And for my second play, call me a hater. Call me whatever you want. You can have your reservations about Jamal Murray all you want. I just don't trust Jamal Murray. I don't trust Jamal Murray. Now, he's had a very good series. He's basically averaging, what, about 30? Let me get you the actual numbers, because I don't want nobody to say that, oh, you was capping on Murray, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, let me get you the actual numbers, because he's very good series. 26 points per game, 7.3 assists. He's shooting 45.2% from the field, only 28.6% from three. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Jamal Murray had two good games in Phoenix, 32 points on 44.8% from the field. Not that good from three in that game, but he still dropped 32 with the volume alone. And 13 for 25 in that last game, 52% from the field, 28 points. He had two really good games in Phoenix. Let's just say that. He had two really good games in Phoenix. Make it three and prove me wrong. Make it three and prove me wrong. I told y'all, Bubble Murray is like, I'm making this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. The world is calling him Bubble Murray. And not everybody in the world, but I'm saying like a bunch of people are mentioning it out there. They mentioned it in an interview to him, and he said, and they said, is it Bubble Murray or Healthy Murray? And he's proclaiming that it's Healthy Murray. And it could be. I don't trust it. I don't trust him. I hate his inconsistency pisses me off because he's so good as a player and he should be consistently a lot better than what he is. But he gets very streaky at times. And then when it's not on, it's not on. And I hate that so much for him because I think that he could be one of the top point guards in the league. Prove me wrong. Do it 3 in a row. I'm taking Jamal Murray under 25.5. I mentioned it before game 2 and I didn't do it. And he scored 10. I've been quiet on him. I've been letting him do his thing. I'm going to fade Jamal Murray after a good game where he shot 52% from the field. Give me under 25.5. I will let you know right now, I am absolutely in the minority of that play because I'm looking here from somebody who tweets out for a book, and they said that one of the most bet player. So here are the most bet tickets on player props in the Suns Nuggets game. And this is John Ewing. So the most bet tickets for player props, Jokic over 39.5 points and assists. Jamal Murray over 25.5 points. Devin Booker over 31.5 points. I'm perfectly fine being a villain and going against the public. This is, if you've been following me since the NBA show, this is what I do. You guys know that I am perfectly fine being on the island and I don't care. Jamal Murray under 25.5 points. Those are my four plays for today. We have the under 213 in the Celtics and 76ers game. We have Joel Embiid over 28.5 points. We have Kevin Durant over 31.5 points. And we have Jamal Murray under 25.5 points. I might tweet out that parlay later and put something together. I kind of do want some action on Philly later, so I may put a parlay together with Philly doing something today. Other than that, make sure you review the podcast. Please review the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you follow us. Follow me at @ReallyReal_. Follow at @HWCulturePod. And appreciate all the support and everything you all do. Come listening to me almost every single day talking about basketball and giving out picks. So best of luck to everybody. I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.